Blog Talk Radio.
When I heard his voice say, I heard his voice say, tears of pain, it is not your fault. 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 To embrace the fall. You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew you'd cry the tears that you cried. You never knew you'd lose the things you lost. But I heard it was say,
our portion, good news, not nothing bad, good news, because we have such an awesome God. He has distributed to us and demonstrated to us that he gives good gifts. Hallelujah. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want you to know we're having difficulties here with the internet and so forth and so on. But hopefully, if you're in, you're in. But it have knocked us off at least three times already. So, but if you're locked in, you're in. You'll be able to share because the program is wide open. But now if you come in after or if you kick off, well, just go on and press one while you got a chance. Okay. We're going to ask Pastor Bailey. She'll give us a word of prayer, and we'll move on from there.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, everyone. And, Pastor, thank you for that song. Amen. Our portion is good news. That's our portion. Amen. The word of God. The scripture I'd like to share is coming from 1 John, the 4th chapter, and verse 16. And we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. Amen, amen. Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus, and we're thanking you, Father God, for your word. We're thanking you, Father God, for this time that we can come together and study the word together, Father God. We ask that you will continue to bless our pastor. We're pleading the blood of Jesus over his life, over his family, and the protection, Father God. And Lord, not only our pastor, but each and every one that is on this call, Father God, even those that are listening by internet, we bind up the enemy, Father God, right now in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we just come to uplift your name. We come to learn more and more about you, Father God. And Father God, we just pray that we will open up our hearts to receive the teachings that Pastor teaches on love, the godly kind of love. And Father God, we just praying for each and every one, Father God. Lord, be with all those that have asked us to keep them in prayer, those that are sick and shut in. May they know the word of God. It tells us in 1 Peter 2:24, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, be with those, Father God, that are bereaved and going through. You say you will keep thee in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee. So Father God, help us to stand on that word, Father God. And then as we learn the word of God, as we study, as we listen, as we meditate, Father God, let it be in the lining of our heart, Father God, and may we live according to the word of God that teaches us to love one another and tell us how we should love one another. So, Father God, we just ask that you would just bless the word as it goes forth today, Father God, and continue to have your way with each and every one of us, Father God. And, Lord, we give you praise and thanking you again, Father God, for all things.
Amen. 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 Thank you so much, Pastor. I appreciate that. Again, I'm apologizing in advance if the internet get kicked out. I've been working with it all morning. It kicked me out 3 times. But anyway, if you in, you in. That's all I can tell you. You don't have to worry about it. You might put your phone on mute, but you're in, you're in. Well, praise God. Hallelujah. Beautiful prayer. This is Thankful Thursday. Hallelujah. I know we all got a lot of stuff to be thankful for, but we want you to share the scripture to what you're thankful for. Which scriptures you really thankful for today? And go ahead on and give God praises on it. And I keep on learning that the more you praise God, the true and living God, and when you praise him according to his word, then you show up praising God. Satan can't do anything about that. But if you're just doing a kind of outright kind of praise, well, he's the God of this world. So he said, oh, they're talking about me. See, they're giving praise to me. That's the way Satan look at it. But when you're praising God according to his word, Satan can't do anything with that. Matter of fact, if anything, he get angry because you done found out the secret that you know you're talking to God. When you're doing it according to his word, with his word, and it's in love, hey, man, let me tell you, you point on. Mm-hmm. And for those that may not know, we're also talking about this upgrade love and what manner is it, the kind that God put on us. And it's called the God kind of love. That's what it's called. And you won't get it nowhere else but in Scripture. You will not find no definition for the God kind of love. And there's some things out there and there's some stuff out there. But I'm going to tell you, the only way you're going to get the God kind of love is from God.
Amen.
No man can say any time. So Jesus had to come here to show us that kind of love, the God kind.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's written about it. So it's open. Anyone like to start talking, just start talking. Hallelujah.
Amen. I think I'm echoing Pastor.
Okay. Is that on my end or yours?
I'm not sure.
Okay. How about that?
Let's see. That's it.
Okay.
The scripture here is coming up in Saint 15 and verse 13. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friend. And from the Message Bible, can I pick this out of the Message Bible? This is the very best way to love. Put your life on the line for your friends. Amen. And I thank God for that scripture. And the reason why is because Jesus did that for us. He laid his life down for us. That's how much he loved us. And when we look over there at John 3:16, that's when it tells us that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So I just tied those two scriptures together, and I just thank God for his love that he had shared, that he thought enough of us, that Jesus laid his life down. And he didn't have to do it. Amen. Because when they came to him, he could have destroyed them, but he didn't. He laid his life down for us. And that's how much God loved us. And I just thank God for his word. And just like the opening scripture that I had shared, where it talks about love, it says, and we have known and believed the love that God hath to us. God is love, and he that dwell in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. So we're talking about this upgrade love, and that's the love of God. And I just thank God for that.
Amen. Hallelujah. There's another one talking about developing the God kind of love.
Mm-hmm. Amen. First Corinthians 13 is, I call that the love chapter.
Go ahead, Pastor.
Okay. So 1 Corinthians 13 and beginning with the 4th verse. And I'm reading from the King James first. It says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up. Doeth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoice in the truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never fails, but whether there be prophecies, they shall fall. I'm sorry, they shall fail. Whether there be tongues, it shall cease. Whether there be knowledge, it shall vanish away. Amen. And from the Message Bible, it said, love never gives up. Love cares more for others than self. Love doesn't want what it doesn't have. Love doesn't strut. Love doesn't have a swell head. Love doesn't force itself on others. Love isn't always me first. Love doesn't fly off the handle. Love doesn't keep score of the sins of others. Love doesn't ravel when others gravel. Love takes pleasure in flowering of truth. Love puts up with anything. Love trusts God always. Love always looks for the best. Love never looks back. Love keeps going to the east. Love never dies. Inspired speech will be over someday. Praying in tongue will end. Understanding will reach its limit. And it goes on to say, we know only a portion of the truth. And what is about God is always incomplete. But when the complete incomplete will be canceled. Amen. So that was from the report for the fifth. And I'm talking about that love.
Uh-huh. Anyone else? We're talking about the God kind of love. You know, sometimes we hear certain things, and we hear one thing, and our mind tells us something else. Like, for instance, when you hear love, now you heard that, but you really didn't hear that. That's why the Bible says, they that have an ear, let them hear. Well, you would think everybody got an ear.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
But everybody don't have an ear to hear.
Amen.
So when we talk about the God kind of love, what did you hear? Did you hear what you've been known to be what love is, or something you learned when you was in kindergarten, or your infatuation about another person? So when you heard love, that's what love told you that was love. So sometimes we hear things, and I'm just going to make my point. I am so thankful today that I can hear. Everybody can hear. Trust me.
Amen.
But they that have an ear, let them hear. Everybody don't hear. Can they hear? Yeah, they can hear. But do they hear? No. But they that have an ear, let them hear. Hear what?
Mm-hmm.
Hear what the Spirit is saying to the church.
Yeah.
Brother, sister, you're at a time now where you got to hear what God is saying. Why? Mm-hmm. How I know that? Because in John 10:27, Jesus said these words, and I read, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. See, everybody can hear that.
Amen.
I just know that my sheep know my voice, and a stranger won't follow.
That's right.
It's awesome, brothers and sisters. Hearing is very important. The word itself is mentioned almost 2,000 times in the Bible. So to hear is real important. Yeah, don't be slack with that one now. Everybody
Amen.
Can hear.
Amen.
But they that hear, they that can hear, and I'm often reminded of Revelation. Because that very first chapter, in the first verse, he talks of, well, the third verse, he talks about, blessed is he that readeth and they that heareth the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. And the word keep there means to do it. Well, what you heard, do it.
Amen.
You got to hear. Got it. So I just thank God to be able to hear. John said he was in the spirit on the Lord's day, and he heard behind him a great voice of a trumpet. Man, you want to hear God. You want to hear him. So I'm thankful for that.
Amen.
Amen.
Anyone else? Like, that's something you like to be thankful for today. Hallelujah.
Pastor Bale, Pastor B. Any other pastors on the line? Oh, what is that? I'm on the phone. I'm on the phone. Okay, the scripture that really touched me. What a man. It was about love and God's love will make you love your enemy.
Are you hearing her, Pastor?
Yes. She was talking a few minutes ago.
I'm still here.
Okay. I'm not hearing you.
Okay.
There you go.
I had it pulled up and it disappeared. And I want to do something. I know this is what I know. God is love. And God will make you love your enemies. God will make your enemies love you. God is an awesome God. And love is an awesome thing. You got to love your neighbor as yourself. You cannot love your neighbor and hate your brother. That won't work. That's not God's love. So I just thank him for his love. Oh, my phone is being, But I love you all, and God bless you.
Do I have anyone else? Okay. I think that was Brother Robinson. I think he had to drop out. Okay, anyway. I don't know who that is. They had to drop it. Anybody else? I want to give everybody a chance. Ask Pastor Shea read 1 John 4, 16 and 18. Will you read that, Pastor? 1 John 4,
yes.
16 through 18.
Okay.
for being, or a better way of saying it, love is our only reason for being here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, if you really hear that scripture she just read, and especially from the Messenger Bible, Paul, that's the only reason you're here. That's your being right there. It's a love. Love like God love. That's the reason you're here. That becomes your purpose.
Mm-hmm.
You remember what the scripture said? It's God's love shared abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Think about Romans 5 and 5. That's how we got there. Now, you can't define that, brothers and sisters. I know you have all your Jewish, your Hebrew, all of that. I know you got all that stuff. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You're not defining love, the love of God. Or you won't define the God kind of love. You don't have enough books.
All right.
When all the books are burned, when all the prophecy is gone, when all that stuff, love is still going to stand.
Thank you, Lord.
When knowledge is gone, love is going to stand.
Mm-hmm.
There is no definition for God, brothers and sisters. I think the closest thing, when they wanted to know who God was, his kind of love, I think God told Pharaoh, told Moses, look here, Pharaoh, I am that I am. That's all you can say, man. Stop trying to appeal people to get them to see. Man, they'll not get it. They'll not understand it.
They'll
not get it. Trust me, they'll not understand it.
All right.
Anyone else?
Please stop.
Anyone else?
I don't know, Pastor, for sure if this was the scripture Evangelist Renee was trying to get to over in Matthew 5, I want to say 5:44, I think. It says something about the enemy. Let's see. But I say unto you, love your enemies. Bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you. So when you have that love, that godly love, you can do that. You can love your enemies. Amen. I'm not sure if that's the scripture, but I'll
check
it out.
Is that it? Was that the scripture Evangelist Renee?
Yes, it was.
Oh,
okay.
Praise
yes,
God.
It was. Thank
you. It was Matthew's. You want to read that out of the Messenger Bible, Pastor?
Yes, Pastor. Let's see. Matthew 5:44. Okay, so from the Message Bible, it says, love your friends and its unwritten companion, hate your enemy. I'm challenging that. I'm telling you to love your enemy. Let them bring out the best in you, not the worst. When someone gives you a hard time, respond with the energy of prayer. For then you are working out of your true selves, your God-created selves.
Mm.
Amen, amen. Praise God, praise God.
It's not a problem to love people who love you. That's not an issue. The issue is, can you love your enemy? And then God had to demonstrate that. God can't throw that stuff around like, and not do that. He had to show you that.
Mm-hmm.
We were the enemy against God. That's why he sent Jesus to die. Remember John 3:16, for God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son. See, when you, we were his enemy. We were God's enemy.
Yeah.
Because we were on Satan's side. But to show you how God loved us, he gave us his only begotten son. He says, okay, I know y'all don't like me. I know y'all hate me. But you know what? I'm going to give you something. I'm going to show you my love. I'm going to give you in the midst of your hate and your persecuting me and God ain't this and God ain't that. Because I'm going to show you what I'm working with. Boom. Here's my only son. I don't have another one. Here's my only begotten son. So if you're taking, I'm going to give you eternal life. So, see, that's the kind of God kind of love. I keep telling people everywhere I go now how important to know the God kind of love. Stop throwing all these other words, you know, what define. Well, it's a God pay love. It's this, that. And they want to throw all this stuff around. That's good, man. That's the best you got. But we got something better than that. We got the God kind that will lay your life down for your friend.
Hallelujah.
The only love I know that requires, you know, commanded us to do this is the God kind of love that you have to lay your life down for your friend. He command us to love. He command us to love like he
does.
Love will overrule the world.
Say that.
This love I'm talking about will overrule the world, and you will become an overcomer.
Yes.
And if you are not born of the love of God, you will not become an overcomer. Love makes you become an overcomer.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Who is that? He's overcoming the world, but he that believes that Jesus the Son. See, when you believe in the love of God, you believe that God gave Jesus for us. You gotta overcome the world. And I always say the worldly churches.
All right.
Because folks don't want to give up that. Hit them right where it hurts. Hit them where it hurts. Can't take it.
Yes, yes. Amen. And you know, Pastor, I like to read the rest of that because as you were speaking, this just ties it in. So the rest of that, I read 44, so I'm going to read further down. It says, this is what God does. He gives his best, the sun to warm and the rain to nourish, to everyone regardless, the good and the bad, the nice and the nasty. If all you do is love the lovable, do you expect a bonus? Anybody can do that. If you simply say hello to those who greet you, do you expect a medal? Any run of no sinner does that. Amen.
Amen. That's so true, brothers and sisters. That's why we got to start developing the God kind of love. Love them that don't love you. Speak to them that won't speak to you. Hello, how are you?
You
know, they don't want to say nothing to you. Yeah, y'all seen them, they got that look. Satan got having a look. And they can put that expression on their face. And you go like, oh, God, what have she been eating? Have she been eating alligator crackers or something? I mean, it's like, wow. Well,
stop
going in love anyway. Tell them good morning. How are you? Love you. Yeah, some of y'all got some enemies right now. You need to call them, tell them you love them.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them you love them. Because anybody can say, you see, I can tell Pastor all day long how much I love her, how much I care, because she's my friend. But how about them pastors
mm-hmm.
ain't my friend? I got to go to
exactly.
them.
Exactly. Right.
Hey, knowing that young lady there, young lady over 50 years, been knowing her that long.
Yeah. Amen.
And I'm not saying I know her. I'm just saying sometimes you know her. But I know enough about her to know that she believes in the word of God or she wouldn't have no
Amen.
Foot on her. Now that all I need right there, she's a believer. But anyway,
they
go beyond that. But my point is, mm-hmm. it's easy to love her. It's easy to love on Sister Renee. But how about
yeah.
somebody like that brother came on the broadcast that day. Well, God showing us we got to love them kind of folks.
That's right.
Got to love them.
So
I know he had some mm-hmm. nasty things to say. That woman came on the broadcast, got to love them. They don't know no better. Love them.
That's right.
Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. That's what we have to do. Amen.
Anyone else? Well, you're going to see, we'll finish it up tomorrow, the statement we made on yesterday, because we're developing the God kind of love.
Yeah.
It's really important. It's really important, brothers and sisters, that we know that we're living in love. We're operating in love. We belong to love. Love belongs to us. We belong to love. Matter of fact, let me tell you what. When you're developing this kind of love, you're going to have a love conscience.
Come on.
I say that one right there. Huh?
Love
conscience. Love
conscience. All right.
You ever did anything your conscience bothered you? And it just stays with you. Well, that's the kind of love God wants us to have. Have a love conscience. That the moment something say, boom, automatic. All we can think about is love.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah. See, you'll become love conscious. And I'll show you that in the Word of God, brother. So I say stuff, but I don't be saying no stuff out of what I feel. I be saying stuff out of what the Word say or something I done found in the Word of God.
All right.
It's going to be so that you go and take a test.
Mm-hmm.
You go and apply for a job. See, love is on your mind. That's your conscience. So if you went to apply and they said, well, we need a background check, and they look at your background check, if they have to look on Facebook, they're going to say, you know, that person love. That person love. And just because you give don't mean you love. Because some people give with the purpose of receiving. But when you give out of the fact that that's your nature, you don't know any better.
Right. Mm-hmm. All
like
right.
That woman this morning, it might have been Bill Gates' ex-wife. Anyway, she had $7 million. Billion, I'm sorry. $7 billion with the B. She said she on the dating scene again. And she wanted someone who's not terrified because she give away. Well, I told Nene, I said, she need to find her a godly man, somebody who can accept God's spirit and somebody who want to give. So,
exactly.
Nene said, you right. Then she said, you know what? That's what she said. Yeah, because see, you can't take nothing with you.
Amen.
Naked you into the world, and naked you gonna leave here.
Amen.
I hadn't seen nobody been born with overalls. Everybody come here, they've been naked. They didn't have on tights. They didn't have on jeans and this outfit and that outfit. So they came here naked.
Amen. Amen.
You send them away from here naked. No, baby. Naked came you into the world, and naked you going to leave. You may be in that, but you going to leave up out of here naked.
Amen.
When you go back and stand before the Father, you're going to be naked. So don't try to get no attire ready so you can say, well, when I go before God, I'm going to have these Stetsons on, Stetson Allens, and I'm going to have this Gucci bag. Man, naked came you, and naked you going to return.
That's right. Amen.
So you might well be part of God's love and see things for what they are.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Anyone else?
Yeah.
Okay, well, meanwhile, we'll see you all on tomorrow for the Word at Noon.